Yeah, good performance. Second half, I thought we were at the ascendancy. With it, the post or the bar, whatever it was. I thought we had a penalty. I thought it was a handball there, boys. But listen, the most important thing, you know, for Dagenham is when we have games like this, we have to compete. We've done really well today. I was really pleased.
Show plenty of fight throughout the 90 minutes.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, we've had some... It's been funny since I've been back. We've had some close games. I mean, we lost 2-1 to Northampton. They scored in the last couple of kicks of the game. We've played, as I said, I think we've played some decent football. I thought the second half we moved it really, really well. And I was really pleased. I mean, I knew when I come back as a rebuilding job to do it, Dagenham, that's okay. It's my club. It's important to me that I try and do that. But what's important is that, you know, the club regrows itself. So, you know, I'm under no illusions. Give it one more year, try and get them back to the type of performances and results that I think that we can get. We need to try and find some young, hungry players, which is what we thrive on. But, you know, if I can see some, you know, performances like that, it's very encouraging.
It certainly is. And for you personally, you must have been very proud of the reception you got when you returned to Kenilworth Road.
It was very, very good. I mean, I'm not an over-emotional person. You know, this is, with a great respect, this is my living. It's what I do. But, you know, whenever you have good times, it's nice to go back. I've been, as I always say, I've been sort of very fortunate, you know, in my career. And, you know, it's really, really good. You know, I've got a lot of friends still here, and it was really good that the reception I received. It was really good. I was, you know, thank you very much for that.
Absolutely. But next season, you're now thinking, because you obviously got promotion into the league for Dagenham and Luton. Yeah. Do you think you'll have to do it again now next season?
I don't know. You know, I'm not even looking at that yet. I mean, I go back, I think, to 89 with Maidstone. If I look back to that first promotion into the league and bring it all the way forward to now, I would never have thought it would happen 3 times. Will it happen 4th time? Who knows? I don't know. But what is important is I get this club back into what I think it's capable of, which is discovering young, hungry, ambitious players that want to forge a career from, and will push this club back on. And that's... You know, I think that, well, when I say the reason I went back, it was the main reason I went back, because that we'd lost that.
You got the nucleus to build on, do you think?
You know what? I have thoughts in my head, and as I always say, wherever I go and whatever I do, I have a way of doing things. It's never going to change. I don't care. You know, people can moan about it. I have a way of doing things. I put things in, and sometimes it takes longer than you hope. I've done it all my life. Honestly, I'm not bragging about it. Someone said to me the other day that we had 13 promotions. Well, why would I change what I do? I'm never going to change what I do, regardless of what anyone says. I love that part of it. I really do. That's part of it for me that's important.
Looking back, do you feel as that maybe you went back to Victoria Road just at the wrong time? Maybe
no, I went back at the right time. The club is so important to me. I was really quite surprised within two days of me leaving here. I had offers of 2 jobs that I turned down, one in this division, one in a division higher, because I didn't want to get back in straight away. I just wanted to have a little bit of time with my family and see. But it was, I couldn't say no to Dagenham, and you know, they know me inside out, I know the club inside out, and you know, they desperately need to refind the Dagenham that I know and love so much. And I felt if I didn't do that, I'll be honest with you, I almost felt that I would be letting them down, and I've never done that, and I'm not going to do that.
Finally for me, John, on the weekend you're going back to a club where you played, I think, late night. They've had a few changes during the course of the day.
Yeah. Only a few, yeah. Listen, you know, it's a good game for us. I mean, it's a long while for me. I was sort of 16, wasn't I? 17, which is 50 years ago. My God. But I'll look forward to going to that. But, you know, the one thing about this job, I love the games. I love the atmosphere of the games. Win and lose, highs and lows. I take it all in my stride. I never get too down with disappointment. I never get too high with success. It's just a fantastic job to do, and I'm enjoying it as much as I've always done. And it is important to me that I get Dagenham back to where I think they can be.
Thanks, John.
Thank you very much.